Proverbs chapter 12. We are spending our time these summer weeks going through the book of Proverbs by topic, learning its great truths so that we might live the way that God wants us to live. We might live with wisdom. You know, often as adults, we go to young people, and we kind of put our finger in their faces, and we tell them, make sure that you choose the right kind of friends. Make sure you choose friends that will help you to do the right thing, be the right kind of person, and live the way that you ought to live. But you know what? And as is often true, almost every time we point our finger at others, we really ought to be pointing our finger at ourselves. Because I don't care if you're 13 or 18 or 88, the friends that you choose will have an impact on your life. And we need to learn to choose the right kind of friends and avoid the wrong kind of friends. I remember years ago, and it is so true, someone said that in the next 5 years, there's going to be two things that will change your lives more than anything else. It's the people you meet and the books you read. More than anything else, that is going to be what changes your life in the next 5 years. Let's see what God's Word has to say about it. Proverbs chapter 12. And verse 26. The one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Now, if you have an ESV this morning, you'll see that there's a number one there. If you follow that note, or if you have an NIV, you will see that there's another way to read this verse, and it's this way. The righteous chooses his friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. I think that is the correct rendering of this verse. In other words, when we think about what Solomon is saying, is he's saying this, look, if you're going to live the way you ought to live, you need to be careful in the friends that you choose. You need to be careful and cautious. Fact number one, be cautious in choosing friends. Righteous man does nothing without thinking. And certainly, the thing that he wants to think about is the friends that he chooses. Now, notice in the ESV, the word guide. This is where the whole decision comes on how to translate this verse. The word guide means to search out or to investigate or to examine. It can be taken one of two ways. It can be taken as that the friend searches out the path for his neighbor and therefore becomes his guide. Or it can be that the righteous person searches out his neighbor. And therefore, when it comes time to choose friends, he is cautious and makes sure that he chooses the right kind of friends. Now, this is not the only place in the Bible where we see this very thought. Turn with me forward one chapter, chapter 13, and look with me at verse 20. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Turn over with me to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs 27 and verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. So if you choose the right kind of friends, what will they do? They will sharpen you. You choose the wrong kind of friends, what will they do? They will head you in the opposite direction. In fact, with this thought in mind, because I want to make sure we see this principle in Scripture, although you probably already understand it, know it, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the great chapter that we looked at a few months back on the resurrection of Christ. The fact that because he rose from the dead, we will rise from the dead. Right in the middle of this discussion about the resurrection, God has the apostles stop for a moment and talk about relationships. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, notice with me verse 33. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts or ruins good morals. Don't be deceived. If you get around bad company, they can ruin good morals. Now, this verse is just saying exactly what we saw in the three verses in the book of Proverbs, that we need to be cautious in choosing friends. We need to be careful in those that we, as we would say today, those we hang around with, those we choose to be our best buddies, those we choose to have as intimate friends. We need to consider, how will my friend affect my relationship with God? How will my friend affect my relationship with others? You know, the wrong kind of friends can get us to do the wrong things. They can get us to go to the wrong places. They can get us to be the wrong kind of person. So we see at the end of Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 26, the very first verse we looked at, that the way of the wicked leads them astray. In other words, if you choose to have for yourself those friends who are wicked or those friends who are not right with God, they can lead us down the wrong path. Don't be deceived, it says in 1 Corinthians 15. Don't be led astray. Often people say, I'm too strong to let them affect me, or I choose them to be my friend because I want to win them to Christ, and they're not going to have an impact on my life. There's a 15th century proverb that puts it this way. Better to be alone than in bad company. Better to be alone than in bad company. Someone else has put it this way. He that goeth to bed with dogs ariseth with fleas. What I find interesting is that in the book of Proverbs, not only does it warn us about the wrong kind of friends, and not only does it encourage us to choose the right kind of friends, but it gives us examples of those kind of friends that we should either avoid or choose. I want to give you those examples this morning. But before I do that, I want us to see this principle in very real lives. So turn with me in your Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 17. There was a king in the Old Testament by the name of Jehoshaphat. He was a very godly king. He followed God. He did what was right. He was right in the eyes of the Lord. And we find his life beginning in chapter 17 of 2 Chronicles, talking about his relationship with God, talking about his relationship was right with God, talking about doing and being the right kind of person. And we see it over and over in Jehoshaphat's life until something happens. Look with me in chapter 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned in safety to his house in Jerusalem. But Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? In chapter 19, Jehoshaphat made a friendship with Ahab, one of the worst kings that had ever lived. That's what Jehu's talking about here. And notice what he says. I would underline this in your Bible. Because of this, wrath has gone out against you from the Lord. Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Ahab. Because of your relationship with Ahab, because you made a friendship with Ahab, notice, the wrath has gone out against you from the Lord. Simply because Jehoshaphat, the godly king, made a friendship, a relationship with an ungodly king, God's wrath, God's anger went out against him. Because he chose the wrong friend. Now, Jehoshaphat doesn't do it just once, but he does it again. Look at chapter 20 in verse 35. Chapter 20, verse 35. After this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, joined with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who acted wickedly. He joined him in building ships to Tarshish, and they built ships in Ezer Geber. Then Eliezer, the son of Dahavadu, of Maharash, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have joined with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made." He made a relationship, a friendship with Ahaziah, king of Israel, the king who had followed Ahab. Both of these men, wicked men. God said because he chose the wrong kind of friendship, first of all, his wrath would go out, and then secondly, God would destroy the work of his hands. So it is very clear from the word of God that when we choose the wrong kinds of friends, God is not happy. It doesn't matter whether it's in the book of 2 Chronicles or whether it is in America today. When you choose the wrong kind of friends, God is not happy. So let me give you a list. Let me give you a list from the book of Proverbs. We'll look at them very quickly in some other passages of the kind of people we should choose not to have as friends. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1. And I'm going to fly. Some will look at it a little closely. Some will just mention and we'll go on. Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason." Skip down to verse 15. My son, do not walk in the way with them. So number one, people who entice us to sin. People who entice us to sin, we should not choose to have as friends. You know, sometimes you can get around people and they just offer, they entice you, they tempt you, they ask you to, they invite you to go with them. Bible says when people entice you to sin, don't go with them. The word entice means to persuade or to open the way. They entice you by telling you that good will happen when you do wrong. They entice you, in this case in Proverbs 1, with riches. Why should they not be our friend? Because if you look at verse 15 to 19, it says that their path leads to sin and destruction. And when we follow their company, we will end up in the same place. Number two, second kind of person we ought not to choose as a friend. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Second kind of person you ought not to choose to have as a friend is a fool. You know, in Proverbs, a fool is described as someone who is immoral. They are morally deficient. They are a person who chooses the wrong path, who chooses the wrong thing. A fool is not someone who is stupid. A fool is someone who is not wise. They choose the wrong path. Proverbs says, stay away from them. Why not a friend? Because their path leads to immorality. Their path leads to foolishness. Their path leads to the wrong place, and the end result is you will suffer harm. Number three, turn to Proverbs chapter 20. Third kind of person we ought not to choose as a friend, doesn't matter what your age is. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 19. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. A babbler is a gossip. So Proverbs says, do not choose as a friend a gossip. Why? Because a gossip is a slanderer. They go about looking to slander, looking to hurt, looking to tear others down. Their intent is to harm. Their intent is to hurt. You know, it's interesting that if you listen to a gossip, realize that sooner or later, the person who has gossiped to you will gossip about you. Someone comes and talks about somebody else and just, you know, lambastes them and destroys them, and their intent is to hurt. They'll do the same thing to you. Avoid a gossip. They tell secrets. They talk in order to hurt. They talk in order to tear down. The best way to stop a gossip is simply not to listen. Don't listen to a gossip. All they're doing is seeking to slander others. Number four, Proverbs chapter 5. We just looked at this one. Proverbs chapter 5. Number four is an adulteress. Look at verse 8. Keep your way far from her. Do not go near the door of her house. Stay away from an adulteress or an adulterer. Stay away from those who would think nothing of running off on their spouse, those who think nothing of being immoral, those who would entice, those who would lead others down the very same path. Stay away from them. We are living in a world that this world simply thinks there's nothing wrong with being immoral. Now, as I sat in the hospital the other day, as Connie was in surgery, you know, they have the TV up on the wall in the waiting room, and they had the show on, I think it's called The View, where they have all these ladies sitting and talking about life. And what they were talking about was on what date should a woman give herself to a man? And the debate was which date you should do that. Not that you should wait until marriage, but should it be the first date or the fifth date or the eighth date? We are living in a world that is really not far from the days of Noah. Beware whom you choose to have as friends. Number five, turn over to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 24. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. This guy is a man easily angered. Someone who is just easily angered. They're given to anger. It means to be easily angered. It takes nothing for them to kind of blow their top. Why not a friend? Notice the verse says, if you make this kind of person your friend, you might learn their ways and do the same thing. So beware. Don't make friendships with a man easily angered, or for that matter, a woman easily angered. Number six, Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. Look with me, beginning in verse 19. As soon as I find it myself, verse 19. Hear, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Be not among drunkards or among gluttons, eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. Do not make friends with drunkards or gluttons. Let me say it this way. Don't make friends with the overindulgent. This passage talks about drunkards or gluttons. It could also be those who live and just run up their credit cards. Or those who go out and buy things they can't afford. Those who live a lifestyle of overindulgence. Partygoers. People want to party all the time, every weekend. Their lifestyle will destroy them. Do not make friends with those who are drunkards and gluttons. Number 7. You don't even need to turn there. Let me just give it to you. It's found in 2 John. False teachers. False teachers. You know, there are 3 kinds of false teachers. There are apostates. An apostate is someone who used to follow Christ, but they've turned away. There are heretics. They are those who openly just reject the truth. They're clearly false teachers. And then 3, there are deceivers. Those who give the appearance of being right, but they're fakes, they're phonies. Don't associate with them. In fact, in 2 John verse 7 through 11, it says, don't welcome these kind of men into your home. You know, we can do that these days by the TV and the radio. Beware of who you listen to on the TV and the radio. There are a lot of false teachers out there. 8, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you receive from us. Skip down to verse 11. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. 8, the idle and busybodies. The word idle is a military term. It means someone not willing to work. It denotes someone who does not keep rank. They are insubordinate. Notice they're also called a busybody. Why are they called a busybody? Because you find someone who doesn't work, who has nothing to do. What do? They pick up the phone all the time and they get involved in everybody else's business. Or they're going from house to house to house getting involved in everybody else's business. Don't make friends with a busybody. Someone who's unwilling to work. Not someone who can't work. Not someone who is disabled. But someone who's just lazy and unwilling to work and has become a busybody. Why not a friend? Because their ways are the ways of the disobedient. You might fall in the very same path as they have. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. 9, Titus chapter 3. 9th person we should not choose as a friend. Look with me at verse 10 and 11. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. So 9 is a divisive person. A divisive person is simply one who causes division. Because of their insistence on their own opinions, devoid of scriptural basis, they cause people to become divided. They care only about what they want, not what God wants, not what is good for the group, only what they desire. One person wrote it this way: One who gathers others around himself of like persuasion and then causing a schism in the church or in a group. Notice this passage says, warn them, confront their sinfulness, and then if they're unwilling to listen, avoid them. Refuse to be with them. Reject an invitation from them to be with them. Why? Verse 11. Such a person is warped, sinful, they are self-condemned. You know what happens all the time? You'll find a person that comes in a group and they just divide the group. It even happens in churches. You know, sometimes you'll have a person come to a church and they just cause division, they cause problems in a church. And we need to realize that is going to happen. You know why it's going to happen? Because in every single church, there are people just like you and me that walk through the door. They're sinners. And they need God's help in their life. And unfortunately, some people don't choose to follow God. They choose to follow their own path, and they cause division, and they cause trouble. And when that happens, we need to confront it. And we need to be very careful that we don't allow those kind of people to cause us to walk away from the church or to cause us not to go around the church anymore, because we need to realize those. Do the wrong thing. And this mic just died, didn't it? All right, well, we're on the other mic now. So stay away from divisive people. One last passage. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Looks like we have a dead battery. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Look with me beginning in verse 11. Now, let's go back to verse 9 so we can see the context. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, a reveler, a drunkard, a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. What have I to do with judging others? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. You know, are those that have taught us over the years that the Bible teaches we should never judge. But do you know the Bible says there are times when we should? There are times when we actually should judge other people. Now, here's the key. If you look at somebody else and you make a judgment of them, or they of you, and the purpose of that judgment is to tear them down, the purpose of that judgment is to hurt them, or if you are judging them and while all the time you are doing the very same thing, in other words, you point your finger at them and you're doing the same thing, or you point your finger at them for their life not being right and your own life is not right. In all of those cases, the Bible says, do not judge. In fact, if you don't know the whole story, the Bible says, do not judge. But there are times in the church when someone calls himself a brother, that means they call himself a Christian. Well, at the same time, they are not living according to Christ's ways. Notice, we're given a list here. They're sexually immoral, they're greedy, they're an idolater, they're a reveler, they're a drunkard, they're a swindler. And this obviously is not an exhaustive list. It simply gives us a list of someone who claims to be a Christian but is not living according to God's word. And they are unrepentant. Notice that the Bible says don't even eat with such a person as that. In fact, in verse 12 it says, is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? Why should we sometimes judge? Why should we sometimes make judgments? Because it ought to be our desire. It ought to be the desire of every person here to make sure that we do what's behind me. It ought to be every one of our desire to make sure that we help each other to grow, to become like Jesus, to grow in our relationship with God. And if we're going to do that, you need to know where my life is, and I need to know where your life is. And so we make a judgment as to where we are so we can help each other to become what we should be. The judgment is not to condemn. The judgment is not to hurt. The judgment is to help. To help each other to become more like Christ. But if there is a person who claims to be a brother, claims to be a Christian, and not living like that, the Bible says that kind of person we ought not to even eat with, certainly not make a friendship with. Let me say this, the principle is very clear. The kind of friends we choose will either help us to become more like Christ, or will either very quickly or little by little cause us not to be the kind of person God wants us to be. And when that happens, God is not happy. Two things in the next 5 years will change your life more than anything else: the books you read and the people that you meet, and ultimately make your friends. Choose the right kind of friends. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to be wise. Help us, Father, to choose friends that will help us to become more like you. And Father, while I pray that, I also pray that we would be that kind of friend. I pray, Lord, that we would be the kind of friend that would help our friends in every circumstance, in every situation, to draw closer to you. And Father, as we do, we pray, Lord, that you may gain the praise. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning,